From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country has tested new nuclear weapons, including a nuclear-powered cruise missile and a nuclear-powered underwater drone that would be immune to enemy interception. Putin said the nuclear-powered cruise missile tested last fall has an unlimited range and high speed that is capable of penetrating any missile defense system. He said the high-speed underwater drone is capable of carrying a nuclear warhead that could target both aircraft carriers and coastal facilities. Jan Englund, the special advisor to the UN's special envoy for Syria, said Thursday that the 23 member states of the humanitarian task force were failing to help us to help civilians in Syria.
Eastern Ghouta is the place where the violence is at its worst.
His comments came at a news conference in Geneva. Englund also stated that Eastern Ghouta was devoid of respect for international law. The UN Security Council resolution on Saturday demanding the month-long cessation of hostilities to allow aid in and evacuate the critically sick and wounded, especially from Eastern Ghouta, which has been under siege since 2013. Damascus's besieged eastern suburbs have faced a deadly and brutal onslaught for weeks by Syrian government troops backed by Russia. Authorities in Somalia are reporting an explosion. Jeff Custer has those details.
Al-Shabaab spokesman and a police official told Reuters news agency that the Islamist group set off a suicide car bomb at a security checkpoint about 15 kilometers outside the capital of Mogadishu on Thursday. According to the police officer, the blast has caused casualties, but he did not elaborate on whether that meant some had died or were only injured.
This is VOA News. Japan lodged a protest on Thursday against remarks made by South Korean President Moon Jae-in, in which he said that Japan should not say that the comfort woman issue is over. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga said Moon's statements ran contrary to the 2015 accord and Japan could not accept it. He said Japan had fulfilled their part of the agreement and called upon South Korea to do the same. Moon made the comments earlier on the same day at a ceremony in Seoul marking the 99th anniversary of Korea's March 1st independence movement. Thousands of South Korean conservatives rallied in Seoul Thursday to protest President Moon Jae-in's Olympic outreach to North Korea. Moon's opponents, many waving American flags, denounced his engagement policy to foster increased dialogue and cooperation with the North as appeasing the enemy and undermining the United States' maximum pressure strategy. They also protested in support of impeached President Park Geun-hye, who faces a possible 30-year prison sentence for corruption charges related to the scandal that ousted her from office. German lawmakers slammed Chancellor Angela Merkel's government Thursday for not telling them about a cyber attack on at least two ministries, likely committed by a Russian-backed hacking group. Parliament's Committee for Digital Affairs called an emergency meeting for later in the day to review the information and demand details of the investigation into the attack, which became public Wednesday. APT-28, which had been linked to Russian military intelligence, has previously been identified as a likely source of an attack on the German parliament in 2015, as well as on NATO and governments in Eastern Europe. The investigation into possible collusion between the Trump presidential campaign and Russia has intensified in recent weeks. Jim Malone has an update.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort pleaded not guilty Wednesday to charges including money laundering. Last week, his former deputy, Rick Gates, pleaded guilty to lying to prosecutors and is now cooperating with the investigation. In a series of recent tweets, President Trump once again dismissed the Russia probe as a witch hunt. So far, though, the probe seems to be having little impact on Trump's core supporters. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump again called on lawmakers to approve some type of gun control legislation to prevent more school shootings. 2 weeks after 17 people were killed at a Florida high school. At a meeting Wednesday, Mr. Trump accused the lawmakers of being afraid of the National Rifle Association, a powerful gun lobby. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.